like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time. Linda, a car, a driver. The film is called Lock with an E on the end. But that's all we see. Linda, this has to be boring.
Uh-uh. This film is not for everyone, but for those who love to be artfully drawn into a uniquely told story, this one's for you.
Yeah. Tom Hardy, one of the very best actors of our day. And Stephen Knight, the director, is concentrating just on Hardy. So imagine how brilliant this performance is when we're telling you what a great movie it is.
Wonderful.
And Locke is traveling from Birmingham to London. In that time, we are watching him with some camera shots outside, cascading light, very much like Ryan Gosling's Drive. And last year with Her, with Joaquin Phoenix, the camera is focused on this one person for an hour and a half. And what's he doing?
We're along for the ride. Where is he going at this time of the night? He's on the phone. Who is he talking to? Somewhere along the film, I renamed it. I called it Shakespeare on the Road and on the Phone. Because it's obvious that the character, Ivan Locke, is a good man. And we like him immediately.
Yeah, very important we identify with him. Like, he's an everyman. He is on the eve of the biggest concrete pour in the history of Europe. The only military concrete pours would be bigger. So it's a huge building. He's the construction manager.
Right, he's going to be a no-show at the job site.
He is. However, in that phone, which is a participant in this whole thing, he will be talking to an underling who is going to be helping him. And that's how responsible he is.
Right, and some of that was a little bit of comic relief talking to this man. And Ivan's worried that he's had a few beers or something.
Ciders
when he's trying to take directions.
Donald has had just a few. And so that adds to the stress. But our man is cool.
We can only hear the voices of the people on the other end of the conversations, but we get to know them. Trying not to let anyone down, he deals with stress, which was incredible. His tone of voice and everything, with such charismatic calm, advising everyone with clear, logical instructions.
And that's why I believe his last name is Locke, because it refers to John Locke, the 18th century Enlightenment philosopher who would have agreed with the individualism and the sense of responsibility. And this man is driven by a sense of doing the right thing.
He's driving to London to be with a woman who he had a one-night stand with. She's pregnant and she's about ready to give birth to his child.
Yeah. He is a completely devoted family man with two boys who are watching a football game, can't wait to celebrate with their dad the victory of their team, a wife who had no idea.
Right. And he's such a good man. I mean, we're rooting for him. We have no idea how this is going to work out.
Yes.
He's so calm when he's talking to these people on the phone.
Ivan is not going to make the same mistake that his father made of leaving the family.
Right. We get inside of his thoughts and emotions. His face reveals everything, even though he has a beard. But you feel this intensity of his emotions. And when the tears start running down his face, they were running down mine as well.
But those voices from his mistress, his wife, his worker, and his sons and so on are real. I mean, what they have done is crafted characters who have a real personality out of just voices coming from this remote telephone in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It is amazing. The cinematography, I thought, was very good, considering that it mostly is shot inside of a car on his face, different angles of his face.
Yes.
But every once in a while, they'll have a cutaway. The reflected lights on the highway, they shimmer. And at one time, I thought they almost looked like angels. And I wanted those angels to be guiding this man.
Out of a small mistake, a whole life can fall apart. The depth and weight of the job he has.
Right.
It is maybe small. I'm hoping that you give it a decent grade.
I give it an A plus.
This gets an A from me too. So our whole purpose today for our It's Movie Time listeners is to let you know that in this first half of the year, this is one of the very best movies.
Definitely.
It is not for 1 second boring. And I certainly hope that any long trip I take in the future by car may be as exciting as Locke.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.